Ted Maguire has the business news.
Thanks, Mary. Average business expenditure on gas has risen 90% year on year, according to a survey by business group IBEC. Electricity expenditure was up 60%. 70% of firms are predicting lower profits this year as a result of those higher costs. And IBEC has called on the government to strengthen the business energy supports announced in Budget 2023 to help companies deal with these costs. Conor Minogue is IBEC's Senior Executive for Infrastructure, Energy and Climate Policy. He joins me on the line now. Conor, the energy support scheme, the TBESS, it's only up and running 3 weeks. Businesses have only been able to submit claims since the 5th of December. So how do you know it's already not enough?
Good morning. So we have two schemes. We have the one you just mentioned, the TBESS, but we also have the Ukraine Enterprise Support Scheme that's been up for a good bit longer. I suppose since their conception, we've known that there are restrictions and eligibility criteria, which really mean a lot of the businesses that need the schemes the most don't have access. And that's something we did survey across our membership is eligibility. And what we found was that of 39% of companies that reported a doubling of their energy costs in 2022, only a quarter would qualify for that UECS scheme, which is really the scheme with most potential to help middle and large size firms that are under extreme pressure because of these rising costs.
And what's the catch there? What is it that's stopping these firms from being able to qualify?
So in some cases, it's their sector. So sectors like hospitality and retail have always been excluded from the scheme, which is not the case you would see in other European countries. It's also there are some strict profitability thresholds and energy intensity, which are kind of add-ons. The state aid guidelines at the European level don't require them. And that just means a lot of businesses, and we see businesses across all sectors seeing these energy costs increase and threatening business viability. And that really strict criteria, there is an opportunity to change that. New aid guidelines from Europe mean that we can reduce some of those thresholds, bringing more companies into the fold.
So it's purely about eligibility and who qualifies, or is it about actually giving more money to the firms that can access these schemes?
It's both as well, because what we're seeing is the actual support levels are also below what we're seeing in other European countries. We have, and that leaves obviously a lot of companies at a competitive disadvantage, particularly export-orientated companies. So we're asking for both the eligibility criteria to be amended, but also the level of subvention as well.
Your survey shows firms also bracing themselves for more price increases next year. We are seeing wholesale energy prices falling, though. Do they not expect to benefit from that?
Yeah, so the prices have fallen from the crazy heights that we saw in August, but prices have been rising since 2021, and we would need to see a kind of a longer sustained period of low wholesale prices for that to really trickle down into the retail price. And those forecasts that businesses are expecting also take into account the loss of hedge benefits. So lots of firms would have been insulated from those high wholesale costs, but most of them will be gone in the next 2-3 months.
Conor Minogue, IBEC's Senior Executive for Infrastructure, Energy and Climate Policy. Thank you very much.